This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
In fact, one of the most common dreams is that your teeth are falling out.
I've never had that happen.
I never had that.
Oh, I've had that all the time.
You're weird.
No, you have to dream about your teeth falling out and being replaced with even more teeth and you're at peace.
Oh.
Like a shark.
Steve-O.
Yo.
Before Baby got his teeth, what did you dream about?
Oh, about how the fucking Child Protective Services came and took me to jail under the allegations that I was a child abuser. And when I said, you have no proof, they said, look at him, he has no teeth.
The camera then pans over to Baby Steve and he goes, Father, why did you take my teeth?
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. Secondly, I did think of my favorite Simpsons non sequitur, Homer doing the white noise to try to get Marge to go to sleep. Whoosh! The fucking seagulls gets me every goddamn time.
Don't worry, Marge. I'll make calming ocean noises.
Can you hear me through this one?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna have to use that mic, that other microphone.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. You guys are like the first guests on, the only guests that are going to be on for season 11. So this is, yeah, this is a special moment.
Fig is cursed. It knows what's about to happen.
Exactly. It's as much as I'd love to take some major responsibility. You are the one who came up with the majority.
Okay, so you two can argue and bicker about that later once we've been subjected to this. I just want to make sure, David, you're recording?
No.
David, can you be recording?
No.
Oh, no.
Sean, are you recording? Sean.
Sean!
Sean!
Oh, no.
Sean!
He claims another.
We've been invaded by two foreign hostile powers. Sarah and Wooly, what the hell are you doing here?
Death.
Well, a couple months ago, we were hanging out in the Not Safe for Anything channel, and Woofy posted a link that inspired the madness that we are going to unleash.
So this was inspired, but also this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. David, Logan, Sean, Valerie, me, yada, 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 yada.
Yada, yada, sex, yada, yada.
Pretend to care about the hosts, ask them how they're doing.
Not actually ask them how they're doing.
Not actually care.
They exist.
Like, oh, how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm okay.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. That's great. What else are you doing with your life right now?
According to Descartes, I am the only person that I can guarantee sentience for. So, you know, whatever. We'll roll with it.
There's no such thing as
Descartes. Yeah, there's no such thing as Descartes.
Damn, there's like six jokes I can make and they all formed into a jumble in my head.
All of them are various Mario Kart jokes.
Devin fucking the shopping carts.
Oh, yes, that one.
It's a fun thing to do when you're bored in Georgia.
And also homeless.
I don't think he's ever been homeless.
That's not true. He was definitely homeless for a while.
Oh.
He joined in a Skype call once from a homeless shelter in New York.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, it was rough.
Well, now that the mood's been thoroughly brought down, good to see you guys.
You too, Steve-O. You too.
It's been a while.
What's your favorite Stained song?
Is that a Stained song?
I don't know.
It's been a while. Been a while. Yeah, it's fucking Stained. You're right. I wonder if Stained still does anything, but I will satisfy that curiosity later. Wooly, Sarah, good to have you on. You've written something for us.
Yep.
You choose which host starts off ergonomic love.
We didn't even think about this.
Last night, I had a dream about you. In this dream, your keyboard was around you.
Literally, you started, Steve-O.
No!
Good job. This is magical.
Steve has to start us. La 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 la.
Good luck. Enjoy.
Question, do I read page 1 and 2 or page 1?
Yeah, 1 and 2.
All right. Ergonomic love. A large number 1. A false PNG with a gamer chair that says secret lab and is giving me the sexy eyes. Parentheses, this is not part of the this is not part of the header or fix, so it's fair game to read. You're welcome. https://docs.google.com/ds/1jlzsh7oblahblahblahdox5so/edit?USP=sharing. Parentheses, this is not a link, it's not clickable, it's not illegal, it feels good. I'm sorry. It's not illegal! It feels good! And it passes time!
It's true. USP does equal sharing.
Therefore, it can be read. You're welcome again. Damn, I wish that was my only page. Large number 2, lots of dashes, and then a small number 2. You guys know our formatting so well.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I mean, we've been here long enough.
We did our research.
I don't ever do my research, neither does anybody else on the show, so.
Research?
What research?
It had been a long week for Mark. His creativity was just about spent, and he was looking for something.
Anything!
It was bold and cat, so I had to add a little extra emphasis. To break the monotony, Steam sale, he thought. I wonder if there's anything new. After scrolling for a couple of minutes on the under $5 category, parentheses, he wasn't about to spend much money on this garbage. Most of it is just video fodder after all. Oh, so it's Markiplier. All right. And parentheses.
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Transformed into a gaming chair, giving you the sexy eyes.
And you got the first clue.
$1.99. Sure, why not? He thinks, adding the latest find to his cart. Buying this is a much better investment than gold, the time test currently that only goes down.
The currently?
Yeah, time tested currently.
No?
Time tested currency that only goes up and up and up.
Not up.
To moon.
I would like to clarify that it says that it only goes up, not up.
Okay, well, thank you for correcting me. I guess I'll drink. I'd spilled down my shirt. Let's roll, guys.
Oh, no.
After thinking back on his memories of his youth reading terrible Sonic fan fiction, parentheses, for some reason, he had a faint memory of Sally Acorn and Dr. Quack, though he wasn't sure why, in parentheses, he felt drawn to this game. Something about the way it called to him was unnerving, to say the least. After installing the 460 megabyte game, he sat down to play and kill some time.
Chair!
Beautiful.
Oh, boy.
The title screen... God damn, I spat all over my face. I'm glad I haven't showered yet. The title screen shined those ominous words as he took stock of what went wrong in his life to get to this point. I'd say that, you know, you do know the host well enough to know that we do take stock of that literally every week. Logan, question for you.
Yes?
What's gone wrong with your life to get you to this point?
Would you like an enumerated list?
No, that's later. Relax.
I need 3 appendices.
I've still got the appendix. I'm just missing the one testicle.
Give me that bibliography, baby.
And the foreskin.
There's an appendix. It's at the very bottom.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hi, Sean. Are you recording, Sean?
Hi.
Are you recording?
No, because fucking everything had to restart and everything, so let me get that going.
Oh, hey, join the club. Isn't it fun?
Are you in a tin can?
I am in a tin can.
And here am I sitting in Alberta.
All right, here we go.
Far above America.
My question is, who has the other tin can on a string?
Planet Earth is on fire. Oh, wait, that's just Fort McMurray. It's hot.
He had been doing this for over 8 years. Yes, that's how long the Fort McMurray fire's been burning.
This is Major Sean to ground control.
But I'm on the ground.
I've really made the grade.
Oh shit, my arm's on fire.
but I got an A plus on the test.
Wow.
You'd think you'd be used to insane things like this by now. Left click, right click. The controls seem simple enough. Tap in time with the chair, bang the chair, get punched, complete the level.
Yeah, that's how games work.
As he progressed, he noticed that every time he clicked, he felt a small rumble in his seat. Personal note, remind Subverse that I'm eagerly awaiting the April Fool's chair fucking DLC.
Oh man, I can't wait for that. Speaking of which, have y'all played Subverse yet? It's pretty good.
You bought it for me, so yes, I have gotten my dick sucked and I fucked somebody.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are we talking about a game or in real life?
Well, both.
Yeah, I've definitely had both of those happen in real life.
Well, in that case, no for both of those in real life and the game.
Ditto.
That's a bingo space now, the depressing Sean comment.
Yeah.
No, Dave, do you want to explain what Subverse is?
Subverse is a space porn game.
Ooh.
You can fuck robots and aliens and shit. It's great.
I don't want to fuck shit.
Let's fuck all the robots and aliens.
You can also fuck humans.
Yeah, but that's boring. You can get humans everywhere.
You start off with a robot helper lady, and she's like, I am so happy to be part of your crew. Let me suck your penis.
She's literally like, are highly stressed after this ridiculous space battle. Allow me to suck your penis.
Beautiful.
That's it. That's literally what she says.
And then she does. That's what happens.
It's a glorified version of those hentai games you would find on like EMP Flicks or Ebaum's World.
R.I.P. Flash. Pour one out for Flash.
Well, now that I'm curious, are there options for those who are attracted to males?
No.
I don't think so.
Ah,
it's a big boo.
There's penis in it, but you have to put yourself in the POV of the penis, so...
That's a horrifying point of view.
Maybe if you clone yourself, you could be both having the dick and sucking the dick?
Well, you're not into, like, medical videos where they go inside, like, laparoscopically?
And here we will show you how to fellate the penis.
Fellate.
From inside, laparoscopically.
No, that's called sounding, y'all.
Suckle upon the glands, please.
Here we will be doing a hybrid procedure of, what is it, when they suck the fat out.
Oh, liposuction.
Yeah, liposuction. We will be liposuctioning, but while the belly is cut open, we will be using the belly button to fuck the penis.
Oh, Sonic, ever since Shadow turned me into a man and gave you a vagina in your butthole.
You know the one. It worked. The animation works. Anyways, not reading ahead.
Hold on, yes, next line is very poignant to this conversation. Weird. He thought, as the game got faster and faster, after a while the clips were becoming incredibly fast and the rumbles hadn't stopped. Scrolling. Unnerved, he stands up and checks under his seat, wondering where the rumbles are coming from.
That's page 3.
Yes, but there's no divider yet.
Yeah, the divider we just kind of threw in.
Yeah, we got the divider.
See, I'm good. You can't yell at me.
No,
for
she's reading not ahead. Obey the rules. Good job, Val.
I was trying to get credit there, but fine. Good job, wife. I'm proud of you. Unnerved, he stands up and checks under his seat, wondering where the rumbles are coming from. Still wary, but not as in like a sailor tying things.
Aww,
and
that's
literally
cute.
Nothing else.
Yup, nothing else whatsoever. Nope.
Like a furry knot.
Nope. This is a good, clean, wholesome family show.
This is a good, clean Mormon server we got running here.
Can all the furries please put their paws up in the air?
Mormon?
Please take a selfie of yourself holding your paws in the air and put it in the Discord.
I will do this.
To stop playing, he sets back down and continues on. This time, the rumbles are even more powerful, and he started to get worried this shouldn't be happening, standing up again. This time, he kept his hand on the mouse. Weird. He thinks, every time I click, the chair rumbles. Crouching down, he examines the chair closer and notices there's a small seam he hadn't noticed in the chair. Looking closer at the seam, he thinks someone had maybe put something in to prank him. Oh man, a jump scare in your chair, boy. Reaching out his hand, he fingered the seam. Oh, I never want to say that again. And the chair lurched.
Sorry,
Jesus! Fuck it. Ugh. He scrammed, leaping back. Hey! Wait, this is in blue. How do I read it?
Dubba-dee-dubba-die. Like Eiffel 65.
Hey, easy there. At least bring a guy some grease first.
Ooh, ah.
Excuse me, did you just fucking talk?
Of course, I am a chair after all. Did you think we were just furniture or something?
Why is it Garfield?
XX, well, he's kind of depressed, so I was going for Eeyore, but I can't do Eeyore, so Garfield will have to suffice. XXX69, nice, 6XX. Let's go chronologically in terms of people who've done radio show shit with me. David, you're next.
Okay, oh, Jesus Christ.
There's another bingo shot. David just opened the story.
All right, so let's just, all right. All right, everything's falling to shit on that, then, so I'm going to just leave this session. All right, so why are we doing chronologically for the show hosting?
Because they made me go first, and it's like, oh, yeah, I was, you know, you and I were the ones that started OCAD, so me, and then you.
I believe I was the one who started
OCAD. Yes, but they made me go first, so we're going chronologically in absentia me.
All right, so we're on page 3, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not the big 3, the dash, 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 and then P3.
Okay. Well, yes, because you're a chair. No, that would be my sister, S.I.? There's the footnote. Scroll to the bottom. Footnote is not labeled. Oh, here it is. I.I.E. say yet. What?
Yeah, no, reading ahead.
Well, no, I'm reading the footnote.
Hold on, where's the footnote? Did we put footnotes?
Yes, we did.
Footnotes.
Yeah,
we have
but
it
you have
at
to go past
pages.
A lot of stuff either.
Okay, I can read the footnote. Essie is a model of sex lounger, not in the totally definitely furry sex way, available from the Nerdy Show Amazon link or Bad Dragon TM, though it's only a matter of time until they make one, I'm sure.
Great! And how much do you charge for this timeshare?
No idea. I didn't have that find that much detail.
Visit Amazon.com/nerdyshow and use promo code LightningDogs get free meat.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Always that. Gotta have that 1, 2, 3, otherwise it's not a real promo code.
Exactly. Alright, essay. I'm Marcus. A Swedish officer. Wait, if it's Swedish. No, that would be my sister, essay. I'm Marcus, a Swedish office chairs.
Thank you. This is beautiful and exactly as we intended.
Yep.
The fact remains, you are a chair.
That's chairist.
Stop using chabilist verbiage.
Stop using chabilist verbiage.
Yes. Good Lord. Oh, no.
He couldn't comprehend what was happening. Why was the fact remains a chair talking? No, okay, that's sorry.
No, wow.
I had bad word wrap on that.
Yeah.
Why was a chair talking to him? Was he having a heat stroke? He ran to the bathroom to get a thermometer. 98.6. Well, I guess that's out. Was it possibly something he'd eaten? No, he felt fine.
No, Markiplier doesn't need to eat.
No, Markiplier doesn't eat. All I do is subsist on subscribing to my channel.
I don't know. You should have seen it eating corn.
I will die unless you subscribe to my content.
Please, save me from the void. I don't want to die. Subscribe to my channel.
I'm sorry, you're already in the void. You're in fan fiction and right here with us.
Help me!
Isn't it like Darkiplier that's in the void now?
Yep.
Yep.
I can't escape the void.
Why is there a gif of him saying, I enjoy stabbing people?
Why not?
I enjoy stabbing people.
He doesn't need to eat. What is the need to stab?
Well, you see, Steve, it's just really fun. You ever slid a blade between a man's ribs? It's quite entertaining.
It's quite erotic.
Erotic?
They make a little gurgling sound and everything, Steve. It's quite pleasurable.
Yes, they sound like the fucking Murlocs from World of Warcraft.
No.
Anyway, which for some reason had rolled away from his desk and was now in front of his door. Excuse me. Yes, Mark? So, how
Peter.
Long have you... Peter. How long have you been able to talk? Since I was assembled, why?
what made you decide to start talking now? Well, I saw that you was... Well, I'm just going to be Squiscar for this.
Oh, no.
Wells, I saw what you are starting to plays, and I thought you wanted to maybe, you know, see where our relationships would goes. Relationship?
Dude, I'm sorry.
But your furniture, a chair, on an anima. Well, I guess not inanimate, but still furniture. That's Xantus the anti-animist. Though I'm used to people being this ways.
Did you just say juiced?
Yes.
There's a Jew? Come on, a Jew.
Never mind. The fact that I'm having a conversation with a chair is proof I'm losing it.
Sean, when you showed up to the ski resort, did you start having conversations with the chairlift?
At first, no. Later on, I did.
I mean, it just sort of happens. You get bored about month 5 of winter. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah. There it goes.
Are you now in a long-distance relationship with the ski lift?
With the chairlift.
It's only long distance when he's not riding the chairlift.
I want mine. It's only long distance when the chair's at the top of the mountain.
Would you say that's a relationship with ups and downs?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, you're going down a pretty icy slope there.
That's a slippery slope of a relationship.
All right.
Sometimes you like to hang out. It really keeps you hanging. But we are swingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final broadcast of Friday Night Fan Fiction. Thank you very much for joining us for this series.
Are you saying that you're skeeting to a stop?
As we come to a close, yes. I would like to say the last thing on air, that Markiplier does in fact enjoy stabbing people.
That's right, I enjoy stabbing people. It's quite good and pleasurable. Makes my penis really, really flaccid. You thought okay. I was going to say the other thing, didn't you?
Yes.
Whatever book you both, Mark, buddy.
Where were we? Annie, what? Never mind. Never mind. The fact that I'm having a conversation with a chair is proof I'm losing it. He walked over to the window and looked out, contemplating what his life had become. He felt a small thump on his leg and spun around and nearly leapt out the window. The chair had rolled into his leg.
Dun dun dun.
The talking chair can move! He screamed, stumbling back into the room away from the window.
The problem is in that my headcanon, it's not like a gaming chair like you did the image of. It's Logan's terribly haggard, busted up chair that we sledgehammered at my birthday.
You gotta start with that.
I did research. His chair when I wrote this was an IKEA Marcus. That's why it's Swedish.
Oh.
Well, Steve, as you're well aware of from other shows that are on this network, your headcanon is shit.
Ah! Yeah.
I'm just glad Logan has a chair that he likes now.
Yeah, it's all right.
What an endorsement!
It holds me off the floor. Of you know?
It's a chair. It chairs.
It doesn't talk, though.
Damn.
No RGB.
There are chairs with RGB.
No, there fucking aren't.
Yes, they're fucking aren't.
Yeah, absolutely
are.
Yeah, there are.
Yep.
Why?
To go faster.
Of course I can moves. Why do you think you were always comfortables in me? He hadn't thought about it, but he had always cherished this chair. It had been comfortable. So, how are you able to see and hear and talk? No ideas? Can other chairs talk too then? Never asked. So...
Ah, SpongeBob, me boy! Light up the RGBs!
Yes. RGB the eyes.
Yes, RGB the SpongeBob square recliner.
All the praise hypno chair.
The better the frame rate, the higher the pitched his laugh. So Logan, give me an ascending SpongeBob laugh. Jesus
Christ! SpongeBob, gotta stop clipping all the recording.
When you die eventually, and the last neurons of your brain are firing, and you face the eternal void, all you're gonna do is hear the SpongeBob voice.
And it'll be me standing next to you.
Gun in hand, saying, listen to the angelic choir that I'm about to give you.
No. It's Steve. Steve, listen.
Hey, Steve, listen.
That's my own personal hell.
You gotta understand, Steve.
So, Steve, do you like listening? We'll have all the listens in the world!
Go ahead.
No, I think Sarah wanted to say something, but you kept interrupting her.
Oh, no, I was just laughing more than anything this time.
Way to make me feel bad, Dave!
Yeah, next time she's gonna have your head, so you watch out.
Well.
Is that your best?
Unfortunately, yes, I can do the Coach Z, you can do SpongeBob. This is why we get along.
Hey there, SpongeBob!
Hey there, Coach Z! Hey there, SpongeBob!
Coach Z, don't say that to me, please.
SpongeBob's what happens at the end of a porno.
I think that's just SpongeBob, though.
Yeah, SpongeBob. Thank you.
SpongeBob.
Please fucking read.
Okay, I'm gonna please fucking and read. Here we go.
So this is where my life has come to, having a conversation with the chair in my office, and I'm not even questioning it. Why is not spelled wrong?
David, we wrote it drunk at 2 a.m.
That's surprisingly reasonable. So, Marks, care to explain why you're just playing a chair porn game? Chariosity?
Don't even know what the fuck that was.
We don't know either.
He's just a JoJo character right there.
Chair stand.
Well, for starters, I didn't think I'd be discussing my gaming choices with the chair. Still, there doesn't have to be some things that you called to you. This thing is getting way too in my head. There's no way it could know that. No. I was born and saw an insane game about chair. And I thought it'd be funny. I thought it was kinda hot. Excuse me, what? Kinda hot? A giant, uncanny Smash Brothers sandbag-looking thing aggressively fucking various chairs and is hot? Where are your eyes, even? Up here's. Up where? I don't see anything! Me neither. I just see things. So this is my life now. I own and sit upon a sentient shocking chair.
You said, this is my life now, and I saw yes. That image of the chair of this man just stuck in his stasis pod.
Yes.
It starts playing Baba O'Reilly.
Dun, dun,
you have a 3-year warranty on your stasis pod, and it's FDA approved.
So this is me. You might be wondering how I got here. This is my story. Markiplier from YouTube.
Oh, the next line. Oh. I forgot okay. This one.
We could talk about how it felt when you assembled me. Excuse me, no. What? I enjoyed it. You sure seemed happy when it finally was ready to be played with. Played with. I bought you to sit on, not play with. Kinky. I can get down to that. I'm good with some face sitting. Your face is the seat. Of course. What did you think it was? My backs? Da, da.
The fields
for my beer.
Sit upon Christ and make sure that you don't have a bad time.
Who's next?
Val, you're up next.
Oh, okay.
So it's you and then Logan and then Sean.
Teenage Wasteland. Talking Teenage Wasteland.
Well, to be honest, I didn't think it was anywhere, let alone you having face, and now you're telling me I've had my ass on a chair's face for the past several years.
Yes.
But what a comfortable face it was, wasn't it? I wouldn't have bought you if it wasn't, I guess. Except now I'm feeling extremely uncomfortable about ever putting my posterior near your face ever again.
Me too. In fact, I'm just gonna stand the rest of the episode. Fuck this chair.
Literally, this is what we're talking about.
I don't want the chair to be tonguing my butthole without me knowing.
Blah, la 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 la.
Blah,
la 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 la.
Blah, la 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 la.
Yeah, blah, la 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 la.
Right. Hey, don't sweat it. Like I said, I'm good with it. Probably more, if you ask. More? Like what? You are a chair! You do not have sexual organs! What more are you even talking about? Well, take off those pants and you can find out.
A second dick!
Did I just get propositioned by a goddamn chair in my own office after playing a game about chair king? He wonders. Thinking now that this has to be one of the most insane dreams you've ever had.
No.
He'd ever had.
Yeah, inane. No. Before that.
Oh, the most inane. Yes. Inane dreams he'd ever had. Fuck it! There's no chance in hell this is real. So you know what? Quite literally, fuck it! Let's-a go! No kidding. Sweet. When can we start?
I mean, you've been tugging my butthole for years, but okay, let's just start now. Stop it, Dave!
With an excited 420 spin, the chair lowered it on its hydraulics and kept rolling, rolling, rolling.
What?
We don't have Sean? I was waiting for Sean to go rolling, rolling, rolling.
Well, Sean's in the middle of having sex with a ski chairlift, so.
All right.
I'm not at the ski chairlift right now. They'll be tomorrow.
Oh. We don't know that.
I really thought you were because of all the, you know, being in a can noise.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's just the closet that I'm sitting in.
Your closet's made of metal?
How are you broadcasting from this Faraday cage?
Wondering that myself.
All right. Towards the bed. At the last second, it released its hydraulics and launched itself onto the bed like a glorious cherub. And now this font hurts my eyes. This is a terrible font to use. Guys and girls and gals and non-binary pals, do not use serif for online reading. Clambering onto the bed after it, not?
It's never not going to be that word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever giving a second thought to what he had just seen, Mark sat down beside the chair and looked at it closer. He hadn't really looked closely at it before now, but sitting there, he noticed it had some definition to the meshing on its back, almost like abs. So, are you going to take those pants off or am I going to have to?
You're going to have to. Chair, grow arms and take them off me. You want these pants? Come and get them.
Steve, don't read ahead.
Don't worry. We address this.
I'd like to see you even try that, considering you don't even have hands. Without even a second thought, the chair rolled over and stuck its wheel down the bulge. Wait, in Mark's pant. We might have arms, but these are just as good as hands, don't you think? Sure. Why the fuck not? I guess I'm about to get a hand foot job from a caster.
Say hand foot job?
Yeah, hand foot job.
A hand foot job from a caster wheelchair. What could possibly go wrong?
So it's a hand with toes for fingers.
Or just an ape.
Sean, thank you for getting the picture of yourself where you're mostly not in the picture.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to get as much of the closet as I could to show all the nothingness.
Aw.
It would have been better if you just moved that fucking hanger over a tiny bit.
Well, no, the hanger was there to show that it is indeed a closet where you hang stuff.
No, I meant like move it over so that the hanger can be cropped out and made a profile picture for just the hanger.
Oh. Next time.
The smooth polyurethane wheel touched his skin, slowly working the pants down around his ankles, wheeling its way leisurely back up his calves and thighs, miraculously not pulling out any leg hair on its way back up. Okay. I guess that somehow worked. Is there anything you need me to do to you at this point, or do you follow cartoon logic of not wearing clothes and now suddenly you're naked? I've always been naked, big and buoyant.
Big and boyin.
Val, your accent's coming back. You might want to get that looked at.
Never. Working there, his, whatever's, there's a chair. Oh, there a chair. What do you want from me? Go away! Way back to Mark's Boxer Briefs, sponsored by MeUndies, TM.
David, what the fuck did you send me saying you found me for Christmas already?
Oh, the butt pillow.
The butt pillow.
The what?
Well, it's not just a butt pillow, it's also thigh pillow. So, like, it's a butt and thighs.
Yeah, but he already has mine.
Yeah, but now he can have that as backup when you're at school.
Chair slowly pulled him down, revealing his hellacious love truncheon. Wow, that's quite the... I can't tell which are L and which are T.
They're all T's.
Patatas corv?
Yep, good enough.
The Potatus Corp you got there, we usually don't see them that big back in Konigarikin. It's vague. What? Thanks, I guess? I have no idea what half of those words are, but I appreciate the compliment. Honestly, at this point, he thought he might as well roll with it. It's not like it could get any weirder. So his chair spoke foreign language. Cool. Is there anything I can do for you? Considering I'm now pantsless, is there some...
Yes, buy me the buttress pillow. Specifically the one with the galaxy on the butt.
Oh, the galaxy one is pretty...
Galaxy butt?
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Considering I'm now pantsless, is there something I could do for you? He wasn't sure what he even theoretically could do. But he might as well go all in.
End of page.
Yes, I was just tabbing back from all of the butts. I believe next, chronologically, would be Logan.
Oh, Lord. All right, page 5, right?
P5 Lambright.
Yes.
All right.
It's good having them in charge for one.
We just commandeered the show.
Hey, both of y'all are fucking patrons, so I guess you deserve it.
Well, you can start playing with my knobs if you like.
No, thank you. I'm not comfortable.
Come on, Steve. Just, you know, twiddle my knobs a little bit.
No, I bought you hot sauce so that you could specifically stay away with the knobs.
I mean, I can pour the hot sauce on your knob if you want.
Please don't. Don't. Oh, no. Don't have my chair tongue my butt with the hot sauce.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, come on. It'll be all right. That scorpion venom one you got tastes pretty good. Yeah, it'll be great.
Good.
Just pour that right in your asshole.
I'm not putting the scorpion venom in my asshole.
Ouchie, ouch.
The chair cooed sultrily. Knobs, as in your knob knobs, or are you calling something else a knob? Sure, whatever. I'm a bit lost here on my chair anatomical knowledge, Mark said, questioning what the chair could mean. Yeah, the ones you used to adjust me. Mark shuddered slightly, realizing the implications of fondling his chair for years now. Sure, any specifics, or... I mean, you could always sit on me when you do it. Like I said, I'm into it.
Oh, that's making it so much worse.
Mark stood up shakily on the bed and took a seat on Marcus. So, just adjust you? Does it matter how? Well, up and down would be a great place to start.
Ugh.
Mark started to adjust the chair up and down. And Marcus started rumbling harder than he had when Mark was playing. 6. Chair Fucking Simulator by Krez Craven.
Caravan.
Whatever. Krez Caravan, sponsored by Folgers, brought to you by Dodge Caravan, and readers like you. Thank you.
Hey, somebody's been watching MPT.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Mills Tails have been best friends for years and lived in that whole village with their parents. They had some amazing adventures fighting off evil Dr. Eggman and his sidekick, Snively, who is Eggman's relative.
Now all of us have done a solid brick of screaming at some point during the show.
I haven't done a solid brick of screaming yet.
No, not tonight. I meant in general.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done several of those.
You have done more than several. You've done
I have
dozens
done
several.
Probably more than everyone else. Combined.
Not all combined.
I don't know. I do be yelling. They had some tragedies along the way with the loss of Sonic, Uncle Chuck, and Bunny. They held a big funeral for them where everyone came to see them for one last time before they were buried underneath the earth.
If you want, you can just cut that next paragraph.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
They both died from Eggman massive attack while everyone managed to get away to safety. Sonic and Tails were off to destroy Eggman factory when this happened. And there was no time to get back in time to save them. They managed to destroy the factory while there was no security. Tails were to... Where is everyone? Because this is way too easy? Says Sonic. I don't know, but I think this is a distraction so Eggman can get away with his evil plan, says Tails.
It's not a plan.
What?
It's not a plan.
Evil plane. You got it, Tails. Let's head back to Knot Hole. And see what happening down there.
Meanwhile, in Knot Hole.
Hmm.
I hate this font.
What voice does this font?
I don't know. Have fun.
Whatever.
Marcus moaned. Is he cheating up on the mark?
Oh, yeah.
Mark started to adjust him back and forth, and back and forth as well.
Oh, Nana, you passed away in 2009 from emphysema. Why did you come back to read this?
I just really want to fuck one more chair.
I don't think my Nana ever knew who Sonic or Markiplier were.
This is why I had to put plastic crap all over my furniture.
I'm never getting an erection ever again.
Well, that sucks for me.
It's because all old people are squirters.
She's gone.
I'm sorry, I had to collect myself. Somehow, the nightmarish mental image of my emphysemic dead Nana being a squirter just pushed me over the edge.
Benny's about to break.
Yeah, somehow. Earning himself some wonderful rubblings from beneath for his efforts. Oh, yeah. Keep that up, please!
Wait.
Marcus said huskily, and starting to shudder ever not harder under Mark's ministrations. With a heavy lurch, Marcus tipped over on his backrest, almost flinging Mark off the bed. Oh! Careful, you about broke my neck there, Marcus. Sorry about that. I probably should have done this on my back from the start. Mark was just thankful he stayed on the bed and not fallen off. The last thing he needed today was a concussion.
The last thing anybody needs is a concussion.
I could use a concussion right now.
Are you talking about the injury or the drink?
There's a drink? I could make it up to you if you want. That was a pretty good
7.
Tribe, I just died after all. You kind of don't have hands or no mouth. What could you possibly do?
This sounds like a drink that David would like. It's an ounce of lime juice, an ounce of agave nectar, orange bitters, 2 ounces of whiskey, and sparkling wine.
He lost me at the wine.
I thought I lost David.
I'm thinking about it.
All right, change the whiskey to tequila.
I'm still thinking about it. Like,
almost like a sangria going on.
What you described until the wine was basically just a sour, so I have to think about it. Come back to me.
Okay.
We need another Rita. Who's next for this mayhem?
Sean. Other Canadian. All right, Sean, grab the Jameson with one hand and your friend the coat hanger with the other.
Marcus spun himself around on the floor.
Nana, stop it!
Facing his back to the ceiling and wiggled his wheels seductively.
No.
Remember that seam you fingered earlier?
No.
I am terrified of the answer, but yes.
I'm also terrified.
Ever wonder where that hiss comes from when you sit down? This is not very encouraging. Consider that my ass if you like the closest approximation. Chair ass. Okay.
This is the worst Harry Potter transmogrification class I've ever sat through.
Chair ass. Okay. Not a term I thought I would have to use, but sure. What about it? Marcus spun his wheels in excited circles, narrowly missing Mark's mauve Avenger. So, you want me to cock a chair seam? I mean, you can call it whatever as long as you fug me. Drink for ug.
I will drink for wrong ug.
Ug me.
It's spelled incorrectly, so you don't technically have to.
But you did say ug.
It is there purposely, so therefore I say drink.
Mark got to his feet and walked over behind Marcus, getting onto his knees. You wouldn't happen to have some form of lube back here, would you? Marcus was growing wary. Even in a dream, this seemed like a terrible idea. Foam was not something you would usually want to shove cock
I can't yell today, so.
Oh, God.
Footnote 7.
So, okay, please add reverb and echo, gracias.
Yeah.
I will do none of these things.
Logan, can you do it?
Oh, Logan.
Oh, let me do this.
Hang on, just gotta warm up the vocal cords a little bit. La 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 la.
Do you want me to set it up for you?
Yeah, give me a setup.
Foam was not something you would usually want to show.
Cock!
Oh, Jesus. Echo and reverb.
The block.
Thank you. The beautiful. Block. Could not have asked for more.
Wow.
Be very glad when this is over.
Wow.
Is there a footnote?
Yes, the footnote is add reverb and echo.
Oh.
Into, unless it was inside a latex glove. Oh, those good old days. Back when we used to use latex gloves to get off.
Nana, stop.
We would fill it with our squirts.
Nana, stop.
When we could have the covers on the couches. Oh, you have no idea. You quids. A wheeze twice, some gweeze for my shaft, Marcus said. Swedish Grease had to meet the strictest standards.
Oh no, Swedish Grease, Willie, what happened to your retirement?
Well, probably not the best choice, it would be fine. You sure this is a good idea? Cushion stuffing doesn't sound very appealing. What? You've never even fucked a couch before? Oh, you've missed out, my friend. You should ask my friend Norge about his time with Denmark.
Tell you a fanfic that we read.
Logan, I worry about you based on what's on your goddamn timeline. Why are your dreams filled with teeth?
Steve, don't you know that dreams of teeth are actually incredibly common?
No, I don't.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
We don't know why either.
In fact, one of the most common dreams is that your teeth are falling out.
I've never had that happen.
I never had that.
Oh, I've had that all the time.
You're weird.
No, you have to dream about your teeth falling out and being replaced with even more teeth than you are at peace.
Oh.
Like a shark.
Steve-O.
Yo.
Before baby got his teeth, what did you dream about?
Oh, about how the fucking Child Protective Services came and took me to jail under the allegations that I was a child abuser, and when I said, you have no proof, they said, look at him, he has no teeth!
The camera then pans over to baby Steve, and he goes, Father, why did you take my teeth?
He's got one tooth now, Toothy Joe! It's literally as sharp as a goddamn can opener!
Oh.
It's Gummy Joe.
Gummy, whatever.
Not Toothy Joe, Joe, Gummy Joe.
Toothy Joe, Squirty Nana, whatever.
Well, I wouldn't have old Shoppy here, that's for sure.
Have you guys ever seen an image of a child's skull?
Yes.
With the double teeth?
Yes, it's horrifying.
Yeah. Big scary, no, much no.
Do not like.
I'm not even going to ask what that means. So I just slick and dick?
Slick and dick?
Could also go for some fingers first. Seems,
I guess seemed to spell correctly this time.
Like you no, wanted to start up. That way earlier, at least. Mark didn't want to think about earlier. He just wanted to get off. Get out of this dream. Go take Chica for a walk and...
Eat.
Chica.
Get on with his life.
I thought you said go take Chica for a walk and AIDS.
Oh. Poor Chica.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Chica.
Great.
Chicarita?
Chica the
no,
puppy.
It's Chica. It's the name of his dog.
Don't make that noise about Markiplier's dog.
He's a cutie.
Chica.
I always wondered why he named her Chica, especially because he had played Five Nights at Freddy's at that point.
He does say that he's the king of Five Nights at Freddy's, so...
Reaching down onto Marcus, He wrapped his hand around Marcus's shaft, slowly stroking his head down the smooth, rock-hard steel rod. This earned him some questionable noises from Marcus. Though where they kept coming from, he had no clue. Reaching for his now throbbing, rock-hard man meat, he greased himself from stem to stern.
Now is not a good time for a piano jazz version of Legend of Zelda to be playing.
Perfect, I know what you're talking about.
Like a squid about to fuck a castle. Lining himself up behind Marcus's sea mast.
Now, Wooly, you did say specifically the next page is for David, but I know you have to leave.
I'm good with David reading this page because this is where it happened.
David, you go, and then the guests can read.
The War of 1812 is a conflict fought between the United States and its allies against the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland and its own allies. It began when the United States declared war in June 1812 and ended in a stalemate when a peace treaty agreed earlier was ratified by the United States in February 1815. While the war ended in a draw, both sides were happy with the outcome that saw the war ending, and indigenous nations are generally seen among historians as the real losers. Historians in Britain often see it as a minor theater of the Napoleonic Wars, while historians in Canada and the United States see it as a war in its own right.
Damn right.
He rubbed his tip along the moist, leathery slit.
Oh! Did this also happen in the War of 1812? Because I know that the White House burned down.
Yes, it burned, 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 and things were very historical.
The White House burned and the president caught on fire.
Burn.
President on fire.
He rubbed his tip along the moist, leathery slit. Marcus shuddered and rumbled at his touch, wanting nothing more than to get closer to his odor, his lover, his face-sitting king of games.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh, oh.
With a solid push, Mark slid his way into the Cave of Wonders, filled with treasure beyond his wildest dreams, the foam fitting him perfectly. Oh, yeah. Marcus hissed, the escaping air tickling Mark's pendulous nuts on the way out.
Escaping air, why does that sound? Oh, I know.
Mark causing him to gasp in pleasure.
Hey, Marcus. Never thought a chair could feel this good on the inside. The outside was great, but this, wow.
That's the drugs kicking in. That's not the chair.
Just keep chasing that dragon. Don't worry.
With a slow motion, he pulled his throbbing
lavender
man fruit thing partially out of Marcus's ass seam. He continued to thrust back and fjorth and back and fjorth into Marcus, the chair wheels squeaking with loud cat-like noises in rhythm with his thrusting, a squeaky serenade to their love. God, Marcus kept going again, loud and elfies and into my Mjörmen Fjellman.
Your Mjörmen Fjellman?
My Mjörmen Fjellman.
We fed that through a Swedish-ish translator, and then we fed it through an Uwu translator. And then we stopped because it was illegible.
It's pretty good.
Yo.
69. Nice.
Nice.
Marcus, I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. The foam feels too perfect. Marcus gasped. The foam perfectly molded into his sheety dong.
Sheety dong.
Wait a minute. Did you seriously make a sheety dong joke?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
I'm getting close too. Harder, please, Maki Musan. With 420, 69, nice Snoop Dogg upside down thrust, Mark erupted.
Do you listen to anything else besides this show?
No. No.
Sending long, ropey streams.
Help me.
Flying into the foam of the chair. Marcus exploded a few seconds later around Mark's tingling,
Kaboom.
Tingles.
Lingling. Kulu limpa.
Tingles.
All right. I'm really going to enjoy reading all of these emojis, so here we go.
Sending the foam flying, aim for the stars, lawnmower flying into the sky, Jip. Across the room in a beautiful arc, sparkly rainbow. Holy shit. That was okay, eyes, okay, eyes, okay, eyes, okay, eyes, okay, eyes, good shit, okay, that's checkmark. Some good, okay, shit, right, okay, there, okay, right, check there, check, if I do say so myself, 100, sir, I sir, say so 100, that's what I'm talking about right there, ago. Chorus right there, 100, okay, space, okay, 0000000000, superscript, okay, space, okay, space, okay, space.
Space is quite okay.
100, space, okay, space, eyes, space, eyes, eyes, space, eyes. okay, good shit, Mark said.
That was an adventure. I never want to go on it again.
Aww.
Agreed. We're going to have to do this more some other day. If you thought that was good, you should see what I could do with my wheels.
Oh,
he suddenly transformed into Megatron from Beast Wars.
Oh, yes.
Wooly, you have to leave soon, so you go. Yeah. And then Sarah, I have a separate story for Sarah.
Okey-doke.
From your loving Bulgay beneficiaries, Wally Ridiculadonk as the writer, and Sarah Crotch Whistle Purple for the win as the enabler and editor.
Crotch Whistle? Oh boy! You knew the story I was going to pick out for you, didn't you?
What?
Go ahead and keep reading.
Footnote 1, S is a model of sex lounger, not available from the Nerdy Show Amazon link or Bad Dragon, though it's only a matter of time until they make one, I'm sure. Footnote 7 was, please add reverb and echo, gracias. 2, which is after 7, obviously, is, this is to pad the word count into ending in 69. Nice. This sentence was run in Olo translator and then a Swedish accentator. Oh, I can't yell this one. Sarah, who wants to yell it?
Oh, God, Mark, keep going harder, okay. Please. Fuck into my memory, Val!
Thank you, Val.
Thank you, Val.
You're welcome.
Pronunciation guide for the Swedish-ish. O, say O. That's all just a normal long O. Have, or A, say have. No. Now say it without the V. Sounds like hey.
Hey.
So A in the text is the vowel sound of only that.
I.
Hey.
Meow, say meow.
Meow.
Now say it without the M.
Meow.
Now say it fast.
Meow.
Try to make it one sound instead of two.
Yeah.
E, say yet,
yeah,
but without the T.
Yeah.
It will emphasize the Y over the E.
Are you?
Yeah. Hey, you. Hey,
look,
you.
I failed pre-algebra. Fuck you.
Oi, say guy. Now say it without the
oi.
G.
Oi.
That oi. Was easy. Don't let it being combined oi. With other vowels confuse you.
My Nana was a squirter. Oi.
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 I say I or I. That's all. Just the vowel part oi. Of right or nigh. Apostrophe? That's an apostrophe, where one normally wouldn't be. Say, uh-oh, the stop sound between uh-oh. And o is what uh-oh. Is meant by the apostrophe. This does not apply to normal uses of the apostrophe. For the translated text, make this stop sound when the apostrophe appears after a vowel or a soft consonant such as W or H. If it's not working, think of it as the first half of the sound of the letter. The key to pronouncing the words that the mock Swedish translator produces is to blend the vowels sound smoothly. Try saying them more quickly if it's not sounding right. Lots of tildes, 69, lots more tildes.
Space,
authors know blame part of this on Mufi. Yeah, it was his host that spawned this hellscape that we wrote through, so thank you for that too. Much laughter, Wally and Sarah.
That's a lot of emojis.
That's the dashboard of our brains.
Beautiful.
Speakers, reverse book, fall leaves, evergreen tree.
Turtle satellite CD.
There is at least one middle finger in there, thank goodness.
Oh, it's down there.
Yes.
Go to work, Wooly. Thank you. Goodbye.
And also the crying emoji.
Dragon smiley face question mark. Surprise face because your chair is currently guys, licking your butthole. All right, so Sarah Crotch whistle. You get the story just titled Air Pockets.
Ready.
Considering how long it took us to get through one rotation, I don't think we're going to have time for another, so we'll just answer some Naked Opinions questions or whatever.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Fine with me.
Air Pockets. This is from Star Trek. Starlink, https://archive archive of our own, blah, the law, 724, blah. Summary. Five times queefing was embarrassing to Uhura?
Uhura. Uhura, yes.
Uhura. Uhura.
And one time it wasn't. Chapter 1, Air Pockets.
Queefing is not so embarrassing, it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's farting, but out of a different hole.
Honestly, it kind of makes me chuckle sometimes.
Uhura rolls over to face Gaila? Gaila?
No idea.
Gaila's bed. Come on, Gaila, that's just gross. Gaila simply giggles. She's lying on her belly, knees bent, swinging her pretty green feet idly in the air.
Not a fan.
Oh, that wasn't a fart. By the way, did I tell you about the new guy in xenobiotic studies? He's Andorian.
No idea.
You know what they say about those antennae? Well, it's true. Man, talk about... Uhura throws her pillow over her head to block out the rest of what Galia is saying. Tilde, tilde, tilde.
Whoa. All right, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Please continue reading about the queefing.
Uhura's hands are over her face in embarrassment. Her breathing is still hard as she feels Spock slowly slide to lie beside her on the bed. She knows she's just completely ruined the sex, but she's kind of waiting for him to tell her it's all right. Then suddenly, he starts ticking off science for what has just happened. Angles, thrust, air pockets, and things like that. And now she really wants him to shut up instead. That's not fair. Science is cool.
This is what an Andorian looks like.
Oh.
What the fuck was she implying that they do?
They look better in Star Trek Enterprise.
Well, they look better in everything, but they super old shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet I know which fucking Andorian you're into, Dave.
You'd be surprised.
I don't think I would.
Yeah, it's not the one played by Jeffrey Combs that you're going to link, so.
Then he says something along the lines of, susceptible lining promotes an easier passage for a Vulcan newborn.
Oh, jeez.
She kicks him out of her room that night and doesn't talk to him again for 3 days. Turns out that pap smears are still part of Starfleet's annual checkups. But if that isn't annoying enough, the doctor of the Enterprise is somehow Kirk's hick friend, McCoy. Not that she has any personal dislike of the doctor, it's just, well, it's Kirk, to be honest. The captain has a serious dick.
Is a... The captain is a...
Is a serious... My apologies. The captain is a serious dick. And now the guy's best buddy is going to be wiggling his fingers around in her hoo-ha. But when he steps into the room and helps her gently place her feet in the stirrups, all while speaking in a kind and professional tone about what happens in the test, all she can think is that... Okay, maybe this guy isn't a total sleaze like Kirk. Maybe he's just a regular run-of-the-mill doctor. She spreads her legs, and the air she didn't even know was there suddenly comes out. His hands go still on her thighs, and then he stands up, saying that he'll be right back. Now that's just unprofessional, thank you very much. What is with the Shrek ears, yo?
Dave, I'm gonna do this dance outside your door.
Please do.
A few minutes later, Nurse Chapel walks in and finishes the procedure, all while Uhura can hear McCoy in the other room trying not to laugh. Turns out he is a sleaze. They're on a diplomatic mission to...
Alderaan.
Alderaan the seventh.
Skiggly big diggly dang.
Yeah, that's where I want
to
go.
Mr. Spock, we have to go to Skiggly big diggly dig.
You are so overdriven. Get a few inches away from the mic.
No.
God damn it.
Never. I'll never do that. You can't stop me.
I will get several inches closer to my mic and eat cookies directly into it.
Skilly big diggly dig.
Oh, Jeffrey Combs is on Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
He's Wei-Yun. He's like the best character on the villain side.
Lariton, the seven.
Chegly Dam.
Yeah, Peloton.
Skiggis Boogus. We have to go to Skiggis Boogus, Mr. Spock.
Skiggis Boogus!
I think this has been too successfully derailed. Let's just... You know what? We get it. It's a story about Queefs. Let's just go answer some naked opinions questions.
Skiggis Boogus!
Sarah, what is your favorite office supply?
Is it Skiggis Boogus?
It's Skiggis Boogus.
David, what's your favorite office supply? Val, what's your favorite office supply?
Hold on. You didn't even let me finish.
It's not because it's a joke in the office. It's a stapler.
Okay.
Unmonitored Wi-Fi.
Logan, what's your favorite office supply?
Cow clips.
Sean, what's your favorite office supply?
Alligator clips.
My stapler.
My stapler.
I'm going with clam clips.
Nobody wants untethered Wi-Fi? Really?
That's not supply.
Well, I don't consider that an office supply. Clips. I consider that...
That is absolutely an office supply.
David, you didn't let me finish. I consider that a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it is supplied at an office, so it's an office supply.
You don't buy it, you don't have to refill it.
Yes, you do. If you don't refill the Wi-Fi, your internet goes out.
It's really funny because, everybody at where I work is, paranoid of me monitoring what they do on their phones and computers, and I'm just like, nah, man, I don't care.
They should see the shit that David has on his phone.
I know, right?
If I fucking log on to our network monitoring software and see that you've been looking at sports scores, I don't give a shit. Now, if I log on to your stuff and I see that you've been looking at, I don't know, NBA 2K14 or whatever, I'm like, that's a little suspect there. I don't know why you'd be playing a basketball video game on your work phone.
I regularly catch one of my pharmacists at work playing League of Legends and Civ.
Oh my goodness.
League of Legends?
I think I've seen World of Warcraft on there once too.
Next question. Logan, where do you see yourself in 20 years?
Atop my palace on Mount Everest, ruling the nations of the world with an iron fist.
Sean, where do you see yourself in 20 years under Logan's rule?
Dead.
Aww.
Val, where do you see yourself in 20 years at Sean's funeral under Logan's rule?
I hope that our kid is still alive. So, with the kid?
The name must carry on to fight for our survival.
That's funny that Steve's kid is just the John Connor of this particular setup.
He's got to rise up and beat Logan.
Never gonna happen.
Impossible.
Cannot fight demigods.
He'll try and fight me, and I'll invoke his true name, and he shall fall.
He will unravel.
David, where do you see yourself in 20 years?
Either in Logan's Wi-Fi mines, making sure that people don't have unauthorized basketball games on their particular devices, or dead because Logan had given me that Yoinky Splinky.
God damn it, not the Yoinky Splinky!
Yep.
Sarah, where do you see yourself in 20 years?
Still with this family, making all the poor sex jokes.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Yay.
While also part-time working in the Wi-Fi mines.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi mines are not a permanent gig.
Where do I see myself? 20 years, I'll be 55. Hopefully.
Damn.
Shut up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look.
Damn, yo.
You want to get me harder? I'm halfway to 70.
Damn. Old AF.
Mm-hmm. Ouchie, ouch.
I don't want to get you hard at all. In fact, I just want you to be quite floppy around me.
I suspect that might be an issue soon.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't see myself going anywhere in 20 years. I'm just going to sit here and sulk my flaccid penis.
Yeah, and the Wi-Fi mines.
And Wi-Fi mines.
Steve, you said you were worried about me based on my Twitter timeline.
Yeah, huh?
Go check the newest edition.
Oh, I want to go see the newest edition. Let's go.
After I ask the next question, Valerie, what fictional world would you like to live in?
Oh, shit. That Komodo dragon is fucking getting it.
I want to live where that fucking reptile is.
He's going off.
He's like, yo, listen, I live on these condom displays now. Or maybe tea, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I seen that one earlier.
I want to be his friend. Oh, he just wants the icy.
I don't know, there are so many. But I'm always worried about, like, they don't really have proper medicine and whatnot. And some of them sound very boring, but it's just grinding.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Logan, what fictional world would you like to live in?
The one where we aren't already in hell.
Sean, what fictional world do you want to live in?
Space Jam.
Sarah, what fictional world would you like to live in?
No, it's rather classic, but Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
David, what fictional world would you like to live in?
Wi-Fi mines.
You just really want to mine.
That's what we're going to be mining when we start the compound.
Oh, he had a feint of 5G there. Very good.
Just ignore that. That's the 5G coming out of my bloodstream. What fictional world would I want to... Probably the FP, because I want to have dance battles with people. Val, did you think of one?
Pokemon is pretty good. I would say I can always go with FF14 because they made it so the world is linked to pretty much every single world.
And cat girls.
Yeah, and cat girls.
Okay, so I will never come visit you because if I went to the world of Final Fantasy 14, I would end up in Limsa La Mensa again, get confused about where I am, and go cry in a corner because I'm lost.
Yeah, but you just hit right trigger and X, and you can select from a menu to teleport away from there. It's not difficult, dude.
I mean, if we're talking about connected worlds, technically Kingdom Hearts is also quote-unquote connected to everything.
Yeah, but I don't like big shoes.
You don't want your entire life governed by, like, weird cameos from characters from anime.
Granted.
Real life is confusing enough, you don't need to be confused even more by fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Look, I grew up with it and I still know almost everything.
Sean, next question starts with you, and you can choose if you have more than one.
Okay.
Would you try sampling your pet's food?
I don't have a pet.
Well, then just go with whatever wild animal you've had the most encounters with.
Ah, the Alaskan fox.
I have had plenty of hay in my mouth from working. It's not tasty.
Oh boy, fiber, yum yum.
Yeah, David.
I have tried my cat's food. It's not very good.
Okay. Logan.
Yeah, I've eaten dog food before. It barely tastes like anything on account of the fact that dogs can barely taste.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. Dogs have actually a terrible sense of taste. They can smell really well, though.
Sarah.
My pets are my plants.
So would you eat fertilizer?
Generally, that is frowned upon for my health.
Yeah, I mean, nitrates are in bacon.
Feces!
So. No, nitrates.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what kind, because you can use bone meal.
Bone meal?
Yeah, bone meal.
Yeah, bone meal.
Yeah, the bone meal.
Powdered shrimp shells also counts. I guess if you want to stretch it bonito.
I'm still going to stick with a no.
Wait, isn't Bonito the sequel to Naruto?
No.
No, it's Boruto.
Okay.
I want a burrito.
Val, you had cats, bunnies, and have had dogs.
Yes. Well, the bunnies, it's like vegetables, and I wouldn't eat hay because that's gross.
It's not tasty.
No. it gets stuck and it just stabs the inside of your mouth everywhere.
Would you try Laza or Chalmers' food?
I tried some of the treats before, like the cookies, like the peanut butter one that it tastes like peanut butter like you would expect, and then it has a really weird, not pleasant aftertaste.
So, I will say yes, I have also eaten dog treats. You guys are going to be such shit for this story.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I was eating a burrito, and, you know, I thought that, you know, most of the crumbs on the plate were from said burrito. Apparently, and this was while we still had Precious, and Val, you didn't live with me yet.
We're about to hear why.
Apparently, when Precious was eating a rawhide, part of it chipped off and landed on my plate.
Very good. Your dog was a messy eater.
Ouchie, ouch.
My teeth were not happy.
Duh.
Imagine if somebody farted into Elmer's glue. That is what rawhide tastes like.
And the funniest part is, I know that you know what Elmer's glue tastes like.
Yeah.
Remember, tape eater, not a glue eater. All right, last question for the night then. David, what is your favorite meme?
Wi-Fi mines.
No, really.
Wi-Fi mines.
It's not an FNF meme, like your favorite meme of all time.
Yeah, Wi-Fi mines.
It's the most recent one for him.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fine. Valerie.
For me, it would be, because it's also instructive, it's tell me X without telling me X.
Okay. I can get behind that. Sarah?
I'm a sucker for the Doge meme.
Okay. Sean?
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
Leroy Jenkins.
Logan?
Interior crocodile alligator.
For me, probably because the amount of bullshit is involved, it's probably, if you like Elf on a Shelf, get ready for.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That one's a
bench
really good
on the
one.
Bench.
Lemon on a pear? Oh, wait, wrong one.
Yeah, it's not lemon on a pear. Going to the Patreon list because we got supporters. Good supporters. Hopefully you're among them. So thank you very much to our Patreon supporters, especially our genital guardians, a Barn Owl and Groucho Marx glasses giving you sexy eyes from across the bar.
Wink.
Chair with hot sun ghosts. Chirpy, Disambiguity, Disgust, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, No Recount, Me Harder Daddy, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter.
Executor.
Two-time world heavyweight champion Matthew J.
Well, hold on. I gotta stop you real quick. That is actually true. Matt Jordan is a two-time world champion of the Friday Night Slam Fiction.
Wonderful. And a super special thanks to our Bulge beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Dump Truck Treg Borschwitz, Evan Baumel, Final Fantasy 13, But Hope is Silver the Hedgehog, Miri, Razor Flood, Terrors, and Wage. And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to go grab the Blaine Bleach and forget the fact that my Nana's a squirter.
Blaine Bleach.
Why forget it? Embrace
evil.
It.
Embrace
no, if it. I, you know what? I'm going to cave in the Wi-Fi mines because then we can't do the show anymore and you can't ruin any more of my dead relatives' legacies.
You can't cave in the Wi-Fi mines.
Why do you think I'm so wrinkly? It's because I'm so dehydrated.
Good.
Oh, God.
Like jerky.